Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, you ready, guy?
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, okay, heck yeah,
pal.
Miles.
Here we go, pal. We're going up air. Here we go. Oh, folks, the league just keeps on leaguing, and the incredible basketball just does not stop. We're here to discuss the latest from around the NBA with NBA analyst Sarah Kustak. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles and Jack got Mad Boosties. Wow, we did it the same
Nailed
way
it.
This time. Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, let's welcome our guest, Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst with the Brooklyn Nets. How are you, Sarah? Welcome to our
fantastic. Thank you for having me. I appreciate this.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
I mean, there's so many exciting things we have to get to, but yeah. The Cavs.
Like the Lakers.
Like the Lakers, of course. The Sixers, you know, we're trying to break even. The Lakers get their first win, but the Cavs, though. We thought they were going to be something. They look really, really good. Like, the Cavs are the team that everyone was like, yeah, I could see them, like, even being, like, a six, a five seed. Like, and now it's early, very early. Everything, we should just, yeah. Like, footnote everything with, like, this is very early.
But to your point, like, I think early on when they made the trade for Donovan Mitchell, understanding how banged up they were at the end of last season and yeah. The injury, you know, Mobley being injured, Jared Allen being it's kind of the ebbs and flows of that. But how they look and like the potential of Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell together and the bigs and just their entire fit, I'm really excited about. And I think just the taste of the experience they got last year and now heading into this season. But that's like part of it. That's part of the East. We could look at players or teams that have had a lot of the stars for many, many years. But there's new iterations of young players or how teams are playing that are really fun to watch, but also producing on the floor.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell, his interesting stat is he's averaging 32.2 points per game. Second highest in league history in a player's first six games with a team. Second to Wilt Chamberlain in 1959.
Yeah.
36 points. Yeah.
Anytime you're with Wilt, that I feel like that says a lot.
Yeah.
Off to a rip.
He had some, as Jabari called them, soul snatchers in that win over the Celtics, just like yoking on people in ways and just having fun. Like, he just gives them something that I think every team needs. They needed like that A-list, you know, just somebody who like wants the spotlight and wants the ball in his hands at all times, especially in the clutch.
Yeah.
The Cavs are super fun. The Celtics continue to be really, really scary, really good on both. Their offense looks better than it did all last season, I feel like, for some stretches. So they figured something out. Like we said, we still love KD. One of our favorite things on the show about KD is like he's great at spotting young up and coming talent. And then like his relationship to like the younger generation of players, like there was that clip where he was, somebody was like, yeah, this dude, 21 year old says he like wears number 35 in honor of you.
Oh, you want to hear that?
Yeah. Let's play that audio.
Kevin, earlier this year, Raptors rookie Christian Coloco said that he wore 35 in honor of you and you were his favorite player growing up. What does it mean to have a player, you know, wear that number in your honor?
He said it.
He said that earlier this season, right when he was drafted.
How old is he?
21, maybe?
Man, that just shows that I'm getting old. Every time I hear stuff like that, I'm like, all right. You watch me grow up. All right. I mean, you watch me as you was growing up. I mean, I just feel old. But, I mean, I always appreciate stuff like that. I mean, you never know who's watching you when you're out there doing your thing. And you want to inspire and ignite the – whoever's watching in some way, in some shape or form. So it's always cool hearing stuff like that and seeing him wear my shoes tonight and 35. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, he noticed. He added a little.
I should have been more on that in the Toronto broadcast. I didn't realize that about Coloco. But maybe his frame and all that stuff. That's great. But that's a part of what I think with this league and now in this era. And this always happens. But just the changeover of a lot of these young stars that are coming into their own or those that are coming into the league and seeing some of the things they're doing. And yeah, I mean, it's have a broadcast tonight, Indiana Pacers, but Benedict Mathurin and like watching him and watching his athleticism and then being able to say, oh man, I wonder what he's going to look like in 2 years and 5 years. And right. it is so hard to predict because there's so many different factors that play into that and the work ethic and the fit and what team guys are on. And that's why I think watching Kevin Durant and the consistency of what he's done in the entirety of his career, the resume he's put together, but just how he plays, you know, and during some of the injuries, like all of that stuff. So watching him now in the early part of the season, it's like, man, it's wild. It's wild.
He's a person in the league I most feel like I'm watching someone who, both when he plays, but also just like in interviews, like somebody who genuinely like loves basketball so much.
Oh, yeah.
Like just has such an awareness of everybody's game, what everybody's doing, like knew about Ja when he was at Murray State and was telling people before it was like on the mainstream media radar, like this is the dude.
Like a true hooper. Like he just sits there and watches everything. Like you were joking about League Pass. It's like he's someone who is sitting there on League Pass. Like I want to watch this guy. I want to watch this team. And, and part of it may be, you know, I mean, I think all guys now with scouting and film and you're thinking about stuff in preparation for what you play. I think he just truly loves the game and appreciates what guys have poured into their craft so much that it's a big part of that.
Right. And his ego doesn't get in the way of any of it either. He feels like an objective observer and appreciator of the game of basketball. And there's no agenda. And he's like, wow, that's wild that kid really was watching me play. That's awesome. He's like, I'm glad I'm able to inspire people. I like that he was also kind of like, oh yeah, the one with 35 and my shoes.
He's like, I saw.
He's like, oh yeah, you were clocking something, Katie. I don't miss anything.
All right, and before we throw to break, Miles, shall we do our Boosty's underrated performers of the week? I feel like we should just call this the Jabari underrated performers of the week. This is where super producer Jabari, who has his all-seeing eye across the league, is scanning for performances that may have flown under the radar of other people, certainly not us.
No. I mean, I squarely have my eye on every single game.
The omniscient basketball minds who host this podcast obviously didn't fall under our radar. But if you play, like, I don't know, fantasy or something, and these guys were on your team, like, this is probably something that made your week. And let's kick it off with Denver's Bones Highland.
Bones, the bone man.
The bone man came through and collected 7 3-pointers. On his way to 26 in a game versus the Jazz. So probably extremely good value there, either daily fantasy or even if you're season long. And then Charlotte's Dennis Smith Jr. put up 13 points, 9 boards, and 8 assists in a OT win over the visiting defending champs, Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
Which I bet not a lot of people had their eye on Dennis Smith Jr.
I mean, I put up 13, 9, and 8 once. Against the defending champs of the
Wiley.
well, it was an elementary school league, but this is in fifth grade.
You were counting assists in elementary school?
Oh, yeah, I was.
Dime.
I'd be like, you yeah, would I would shout, like, well, dime, count it. And I would go by the scores table, and I would pound the scores. I'm like, hey, mark that. That's a dime.
You wouldn't get back on D.
No. Like, Miles. And I'm like, what do you mean? And I'm like, what
Miles,
do you mean
you just
not marking
inbounded
assists?
It to the point guard. He came up, passed it to somebody else who scored. Yeah, that's a hockey assist. That's called a hockey assist, bro.
Second phase. Second phase of play. What?
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And we're back. So I guess, you know, let's get into the MVP conversation. Luke Kornet.
He's changing the game.
He's changing the game. Did you guys see that clip of Luke Kornet? I forget who they're playing, but he's a Celtics 7-2 Celtic center who is...
They're playing Cleveland, actually.
They're playing Cleveland, that's right.
Yeah.
And he's contesting threes, just standing on the block, jumping up when the person shoots from three. So he's like, you know, 10 feet, 15 feet away. But I guess his theory of the case is that it actually affects shooting percentage because they can't see the rim when they release the ball, and it just like disrupts something.
It feels like something I would do, like from the stands at my high school basketball games, because I wasn't playing. I'd be like, I would try and do something on the sidelines and be like, see, I told you that works.
Did he say, though, that was his reasoning?
Yeah, he did.
I'll say this. This reminds me of something when being a former college basketball player, like you're taking a class and you got to do some research analysis on something. And you're like, right, I got an idea. I'm gonna get my team and practice and see how many misses, how many makes. And yeah, I don't know. As a shooter that shoots 3-point shots and being that far away, but yeah, maybe it works. Hey, anyone that's putting in extra effort or energy on any play, unless he's supposed to be the right one that's actually going out to contest
that's
the shot,
actually rotating
or if this
to the
is
shot,
affecting him blocking someone out to get a rebound, then I think that's where you start to
right.
That's where you start to pick and choose where you're putting your effort towards.
It's also interesting that he's like going with a stats explanation. He's like, yeah, you know, the stats back it up because my guy, you're the only person who's ever done this, as far as I can tell. So like I've never seen someone do this before. So are you just going off of the sample size of those two shots? Or what are we working with here?
Did you see the full quote? He said, that was something that I started doing and I've been told it works. I kind of came about it pretty organically. I've been told that it makes a difference. From the amount of times I've used it, it seems to make a difference, which if numbers start indicating otherwise, then I'll adjust. I started doing it a little bit, but like 2 years ago and then last year, especially in the G League, it's not perfect every time, but we're visually dependent people. So got a little science woven into that.
As somebody pointed out, it might not be the best decision because the reason they got 2 3-point shots is because while he was jumping to contest the shot, somebody was getting the offensive rebound behind him because he was off the ground and putting his hands up.
Hey, but it didn't go in.
Yeah. Other young people changing the game. Paolo Banchero, 7th player in NBA history to start his career with 5 consecutive 20-point games. This is another example when Wilt is on the list. Wilt had 56, Elvin Hayes 10, and then you got Grant Hill, Dominique Wilkins, Oscar Robertson, and John Williamson, who's not a name I'm familiar
Super
with.
Super John Williamson, Annette.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. I got you.
Not the Australian singer-songwriter, according to a hasty Google search? Okay, good to know.
But should we talk the MVPs?
I mean, we just talked about one. Okay, so Luke Kornet, who else?
There's another Luke out here doing things. Luke Doncic. Just became the first player since MJ in 86-87 to score at least 30 points in his team's first 6 games of the season. And he's at, what is he averaging? He's like, obviously, it's still early. We don't know if these numbers are going to keep up, but he's averaging like a Jordan in late 80s type number.
I think he's
like
close to 40. I think he's
like 36.7.
Yeah, we just had Dallas, and he's absolute stud.
I saw that game, and he looked like an uncle playing in the driveway with his kids.
His
uncle game it's wild. Like at the moment, you're like, this guy's out of control. And you're like, that was the most accurate pass I've ever seen. He just looked
lasers. How we see, and he's someone who I think it's so fascinating watching him, and then watching him being coached by Jason Kidd, because a lot of the same comparisons of just seeing a play. Plays ahead,
right.
A couple steps ahead, and hitting guys in stride, where they get the ball, how he orchestrates the offense. I think the balance with Dallas, though, still figuring out, like, how do you not make this such, you always want the ball in his hands, you want him to be incredibly high usage, but how do you balance that, and how do you balance that in the postseason of teams game planning against him in that capacity of just, you know, making sure you have some other relief points. And other night, Tim Hardaway Jr. had a really big game. Obviously, you got Christian Wood coming off the bench, Spencer Dinwiddie, what they can do. But Luka is just like, it's wild. The things he sees. I think he also just like watching how he adds some flair to stuff. But he is just so exceptional in the way he runs the offense and how they operate. And, you know, for a Dallas team that went to the Western Conference Finals last year, just how they were playing, what they were doing, beating that Phoenix team, like all of that stuff, I think. Adding that experience to what they potentially could do this season is going to be interesting to watch.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, all the highlights are passes. And maybe that's because we're just tired of seeing him hit the same step back 3 over and over and over and over again. But yeah, his passing.
Well, 19 of his points are coming from the paint. He's only second to Giannis.
Yeah. There. And he gets in there.
Yeah. He's getting in.
Because he's so big. Like he's so big. He's not in. You make a joke about Uncle playing, but I think it's because you think about him and he's not You know, he's obviously not the quickest guy, but he has such a level of strength, and he knows how to use that leverage, his body. He can get anywhere he wants to on the floor, and he attracts. He's got so much gravity that you put some shooters around him. You got different guys, like, working that pick-and-roll game. I think for all of those reasons. And Dallas plays super slow. Like, they're a half-court team, and a big part of that is just him picking apart defenses. But I think, you know, overall, it's his ability to be able to, you go back to, he's been a pro forever. So you look at his age and you look at how young he is.
Right.
But he has been in every situation, seen every defensive coverage. He's seen it all. And he has got the ultimate level of confidence, and he should.
Yeah,
for sure.
Him and Ja both seem like they, when you're watching them, they're getting into the lane and creating space in the lane. Because Ja's the other person who it feels like at this point we're going to be having a conversation towards the end of the season, barring injury. That's like, is it Luka or is it Ja this season for MVP?
I was just calling a Nets-Grizzlies game in Memphis, and I assume you guys saw this highlight. There was like 100 throughout them. It was the first regulation game that two teammates, Durant and Kyrie, had each had 35-plus, him and Desmond Bane, 35-plus. Ja's shooting the lights out from three, which good luck trying to ever guard him if that remains a consistency.
I know.
But Tyus Jones, it was on the break. Tyus Jones tossed up a pass in transition for an alley-oop, and it was like a bullet. So it was straight line. I was like, oh, this is about to go out of bounds, this, you know, pass off. Ja grabs it with his left hand and was hanging, and I swear the ball was almost below the rim. Cocks it back, throws it down. It was like his ability to make the catch, finish it off, do it with the left. It was absolutely bananas. But that was just like a normal, that was just another play in the game for him. I mean, his shiftiness. And I think the thing we've seen about him, and you're starting to continue to see it play out, and with the rest of the Grizzlies roster, I think also Taylor Jenkins is an extraordinary coach. But he always had a really sophisticated understanding of the offense or the nuance of the game. It's not like he's just this crazy athletic guy that is able to score in different ways just because of that. Like, the refinement of his skills, the athleticism he brings to the table, and then just how he understands defensive coverages or guys or getting guys open. He is a special, special talent. Like I said, if he keeps shooting 3-point shots like this, whew, watch out.
Yeah, he's at 56% as of this recording, which is...
And that's good, right? 56%?
Yeah. I'm told that if he keeps doing that, I think he's going to have a good season.
Over half the time it goes in? Okay, yeah.
Even if he's a 38% three-point shooter,
it's over for the league.
Where, I mean, that in and of itself...
It's weird. It's like he could have a precipitous drop to 38%.
Do you know what I mean about them both scoring in the paint on shots that, like, Ja is like human highlight film part two, like doing wild things. But like when you watch him, like even that game when he took over against the Grizzlies, the shots he's getting are just, he's using his quickness to create like 6 extra inches and then just like put a little like light touch, like floater up in the paint. And Luka, similarly, a lot of the points that both of them are getting, they figured out something with like footwork.
It is footwork. And Jack, like, I don't know if this is what you're talking about, Jack, but one, it's entirely footwork and the mechanics of it. But two, I feel like they get to your point. They get in the paint. They get wherever they want to go. And it's almost one of those things where it's not on their first or second move. And a defense then almost is so concerned about, okay, I think I stopped them in some way. Where are they going to kick it to? Where are the shooters? Who are they going to pass it to? And then it's that little like stuff at the end of the dribble of like, oh, wait a second. You just left me with a window to get off this layup or take another extra step. They got such long, like Luka's just big and strong. Ja can take one step and he's like go gadget legs and arms of being able to finish.
Yeah.
But it's to me at the end of the dribble, their footwork is so good. Their pivots are so good. Their understanding of that is that you're right. You think you got them bottled up, and then all of a sudden they create like 2 extra feet of space to get a shot off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's frustrating. You either get served by your uncle or Spider-Man. Either way, they're both embarrassing.
Which wild that we're comparing them in ways that we're like, they're the most entirely different style of player.
There's Spider-Man as Ja, and there's,
and the things you say about them are kind of the same. Yeah.
Which is wild. Yeah. It's like the Avengers. It's like, man, you can have Hulk and Spider-Man on the same team. Like,
don't
they're both, you know, they do
the
their
same
thing.
Team, man.
Different ways.
Yeah, the league's over at that point. All right. Well, speaking of people who could do incredible things with their body and with dunks, we got to talk about this. So you host a show, NBA Flashback. and you had a segment on one of the dunks from a moment that I think is seminal to any NBA fan who was like alive and following the league at the time, which is the Vince Carter dunk contest, right?
Yep.
I was in my freshman year of college. After every dunk, everyone was pouring out into the hallway, hugging each other, crying, just laughing, like just speechless. It was so much fun. One of the iconic dunks from that, he puts his whole forearm through the through the basket. And you talked to him about that, right?
Yeah. So Vince, I've known for, we actually, obviously him playing with the Nets and covering the league and covering him, but we were able to call for Fox Sports the Junior NBA Global Championships together down in Florida. They had him for a couple of years down there pre-COVID. And so, dear friend of mine, I'm just so, obviously, we're all in awe of his dunks, his in-game dunking ability. I think the greatest ever. But the way he describes things, and that's what, thanks for letting me pump NBA Flashback, because this was by far, for many of the episodes, my favorite, because how he thinks about things, described his dunk, was there with his cousin Tracy McGrady talking through it, but just the whole lead up to not knowing what dunks he was going to do, not pre-planning. Their car didn't show up, so he didn't even get a chance to like go warm up, do anything, like go in the practice gym to do all the stuff. And just all that led to that dunk that has become iconic.
The reverse windmill, yeah.
When you're talking the mechanics of dunking and that it's more than just I got crazy leaping ability and have an opportunity to make these type of dunks because of that, because of God-given ability, it's the practice that goes into it. And that dunk contest is still, like, I mean, it was, to me, think about that. And that was also when the dunk contest in the NBA, like All-Star Gala, you're trying to get it more popular again and things like that. And Vince understood, I think, obviously the magnitude of it and what that meant, what that moment meant. So just really, really cool to hear him go through the entirety of the event.
Yeah.
Do you want to play the, should we play?
Yeah, let's play the clip real quick.
The last thing my coach, Butch Carter, said to T-Mac and I before he was going on vacation, because he said, I'm going to be on vacation. I'm going to be on a boat. I don't want to have to get a phone call saying that you guys broke something because y'all doing something stupid in the dunk contest. Okay, cool. I said, I got you, coach. No problem. All right. Yeah, right. Whatever. So I'm thinking about, man, all right, I'm going to hang up. So I hang on this rim. So I walked it off, and I remember looking at the rim. I said, God, please don't let me break my arm.
You were rubbing your arm beforehand.
See that swagger? He's looking at me like I'm supposed to say something. He's got the swagger. He's got it all. The same kind of swagger that the Dominiques and the Jordans have.
All right, Vince Carter with his first on the final round.
Ladies, wait, time out. Can I take a time out?
That was such a wild year, too, for dunks, right? Because later that year, he dunked on Frederick Weiss in that France game.
That's right. Was that the same year when he jumped over him?
He jumped over a 7-footer.
That was the 2000 Olympics. I remember this is like peak. Like, I couldn't imagine things going wilder than that dunk contest. And like, watch him jump over a 7-foot man.
Which is wild. Yeah. But even him talking, like, he was talking about one of the early dunks, but he was going through his legs. Like, he was taking the ball through his legs before he was. And he's like, I was worried that my shorts were too big and it was going to get caught, like, between my shorts. So I was rolling up my shorts. And I think he had messed up his hand. There was something with his left hand. I think that's the beauty of getting inside stories of things, because you're like, that's all you're like, this is that nasty, nasty dunk. And you don't think about all the lead up of the small details that go into it.
Right. Because in my mind, he was improvising that whole dunk contest. I was like, okay, what's he got in his first one? Oh my God.
You're
like, no, I.
That's the best dunk rehearsals I've ever seen before.
Yeah. Just off top. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to wrap it out with the rapid fire round of questions with Sarah right after this.
The 82-game preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
And we're back. And Sarah, we're honored to have you in the quickest segment in sports podcasting, the rapid fire round of questioning, where we're just going to ask you some simple questions and you reflexively just give your answer. This is a quick segment. We don't want to have meandering answers. And if Jack or I start meandering, it's going to be your responsibility to keep the segment going.
Okay? I got you.
Are you ready?
Ready.
We don't have time to do anything more. Are you ready? Here we go. Start the clock. Jack, You want to go first? Can I go first, actually?
Yeah, go for it.
Thank you. Wow. That was, see, normally we fight over that.
Miles, meandering. You're gross. Meandering. Let's go.
Thank you. Okay, Sarah. Oh, whoa. Okay, Sarah, look. Here we go. First question.
I told you I got you.
First, no. Hey, no, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you, and you listen, and you understood the assignment. First question. Here we go. Start the clock back up. Coach Darvin Ham opted to test the waters with Westbrook as the sixth man. And Russ responded with 18-8-8 off the bench in a fantastic win over the Denver Nuggets. Are you a believer in this path for the Lakers and specifically Russ? Or?
I am. And I think the more Russ excels in that role, which I believe he will, the more he's going to buy in. And this is what's best for the team. So, yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's interesting. I wonder if the 0-5 was like Darvin Ham just being like, hey, like, okay, we can try it your way. And now, like, that's how you can fully get buy-in with players.
Sometimes you just need to see it.
You just need to see
color.
Let the kids crash the car. Oh, you know how to drive? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, wow. You like one more of that? Okay. Or you want to get to McDonald's.
But yeah, Russ makes so much sense as like a change of pace.
And think about like the guys you want to surround LeBron with. Like, that's, it's, yeah.
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 Jack, you really got to keep this going, man.
All right, my bad. So we have the official. So Luka, as of right now, averaging 36.7 points per game. That's how he responded to the preseason MVP chatter. Where were you with the MVP conversation heading in? Does Luka have the ridiculously early inside track?
I would say him and Ja. Him and Ja.
Yeah,
I think it's right there. I think they both have the inside track. I think it's early. So I'm not a big fan of MVP conversations 6, 7, 8, sure. 9, 10 games in the season. However, if you're putting me to it, to me, Luka and Ja are right side by side.
I think we can call it. It's one of those two.
Yeah.
Let's just
co-MVPs.
Mark it down.
Co-MVPs. Yeah. The
league knows. All right. They're listening. Y'all just do what you got to do to make that happen. Please. Will you? And really important question. I need to pivot to other sort of world news topics. I hate to do this because the world is a complicated place right now. Sarah, is a hot dog a sandwich?
I've heard this question a lot, obviously, just in people asking it.
Yeah, just curious.
And shockingly, I've never thought what my answer would be because I don't know why I never anticipated someone would ask me it.
You never know what you're going to do until it happens to you, you know?
No, because my argument for one would say, yes, it's a piece of meat between two pieces, but it's not. It's a folded piece of bread. Even if you folded a half of a sandwich, like it's still a sandwich. However, I'm going to say no because I'm from Chicago and hot dogs are a big thing there. And when you go to the ballpark, you don't say, I'm going to get a sandwich and then go get a hot dog.
Right.
You say, I'm going to get a hot dog.
Right.
So it's one, it's its own entity. So maybe it's in the family of sandwiches.
Right.
Oh, like a cousin. Right. But in Chicago, like if you asked people in Chicago, would they laugh to be like, why would you even insinuate or imply a hot dog?
I don't know. To be honest, it's not a topic of conversation.
Because I know hot dogs are holy business.
That would, to me, that'd be like, is a quesadilla part like a pizza or is a like a that's very different.
Or is a taco a sandwich?
That's very different because it's crust and sauce and cheese. That's a pork comparison.
Yeah, a hot dog is a taco is one argument that I've heard.
No.
I'm sorry, we have to keep this segment going. I'm just sorry.
No.
Yeah,
we do have to get to this next one. This is important. Finally, the last question we need your answer on. Jack or Miles?
Don't, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm,
you're a team.
That's true.
You're a team.
Yeah.
So what's your answer?
I will refuse. We'll sit. We can sit here all day. I won't. I can't pick a favorite. I can't pick a favorite.
So your answer is we're a team.
Jack and Miles. You're a team.
Okay. Oh,
but my name was first. Cool.
Miles all right. And Jack.
No. It was so close.
We've locked it in.
I need a win. I'm 0-13-1 0-13-2 Yeah.
Do
but we don't reveal that before.
Miles?
I don't want any sympathy votes.
Do people really regularly pick Miles? Man.
Yeah.
That's cold.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's cold.
Yeah. No, I asked my wife like over the weekend. She picked Miles.
I could see that.
Crazy. Yeah.
Because she's like, well, I see you every day, hon.
Yeah. She knows all the good and she knows all the bad.
That's right.
Oh, man. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. Where can people find you and follow you and listen to your words and all of that good stuff?
Find me on Twitter at Sarah Kustok. And that's with an H. SARAHKUSTOK. On Instagram at SGKUSTOK. My middle name is Grace. That's the G. And Yes Network. You can find me there calling Brooklyn Nets games, some other stuff on Fox Sports. We Need to Talk on CBS Sports, some Sirius XM NBA Radio, and of course, iHeart Media Podcast. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's going to do it for us. You can follow us at Mad Boosties, MADBOOSTIES on Twitter. And shout out this week's listener, Seija no Kiseki. Right? Is that, did I just, at Seija no Kiseki? Yeah, I think I just crushed that handle for showing love to the show. You said Boosties is your favorite show. Thank you. But is Miles or Jack your favorite? Let us know. Follow that up.
Let us weigh in on that one. Actually, don't bother. Right. We can kind of assume that it's me. So let's just move on. Yeah.
I mean, it's in poor taste for me to ask for that, knowing the answer's coming from me as well. So, okay. Well, thanks so much for listening, y'all. We'll check you back next week with more NBA action, and we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.